You can't be us. You can interpret. That's a good thing. That's healthy and creative. You can't be the Black Crowes.
Critics may have found fault with the band's outrageous public behaviour, but it has always guaranteed them plenty of headlines. Quite fearlessly, the band has openly supported the pro-marijuana organisation Normal. As singer Chris Robinson puts it, some guys know how to party and some just don't. There has also been endless friction between the two brothers to contend with. The fighting stemmed from the combined demands of life on the road and the infamous songwriting partnership. Being under continual pressure to write new material, Rich and Chris would sit around for hours with guitars, playing licks off each other, bouncing ideas around. Being siblings is never easy. Being fellow songwriters is never easy, but being both is really too much. Chris has always written initially in a solitary way and allegedly takes later ideas for changes or improvements very badly. Over the years, they have, however, mellowed somewhat. They do actually now talk to each other and ask for each other's opinion, having finally realised that it really helps the songwriting process to get along. They have also come to a realisation that bad blood between them not only affects their performance, but that of the whole band. When guys are in a band, it's a band, not two brothers and the guys they hire. They are all in the same boat. When two guys have a relationship like the Robinsons have, it affects everyone. No one is immune to it. It's not possible to go from fighting with your brother to being all hugs and smiles. It just doesn't work. The tension doesn't just simply disappear. With time and greater maturity, the brothers have learned to control their more extreme conflicts for the sake of the band as a whole.